Titles, Sci-Fi Original. Blue skies above as white crested waves roll in from a deep blue sea, they crash on the shore. Trees and bushes form a backdrop to the beach. Wind blows through grasses on the dunes as two quad bikes race down the beach towards us.
Come on, Slowpoke! Is that all you got? Hey.
Titles, Marvista Entertainment presents.
I told you, you had the faster one!
Oh.
A girl on a red bike leads the guy on the blue bike. A 4 Mile production.
Hey, wait up.
The brunette blue bikini girl stops and the bearded guy in a Hawaiian shirt catches up, then she climbs off and heads over to him.
All right, you win.
I'm sorry, what? I didn't hear.
I said, you win.
He leans in and kisses her, then she pulls away.
This is a bad idea.
Yes, it is.
No, really, we've been gone too long.
What are you worried about? Your sister isn't going to think anything's going on.
Look, this has been fun, but this karma is going to come back and bite us in the ass, man.
Fine, we'll head back, but one more time, and that's it. Deal?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, let's do it.
He races off as she climbs back on her quad.
Hey Maggie, watch this! Yeah! Oh!
He hits what looks like a rock and somersaults over the handlebars into the surf.
Fitz!
Maggie can't see him anywhere in the shallow surf. He surfaces.
Maggie, help!
Oh my god! What happened? Are you okay? Here, take my arm! Here!
Waves break over them and knock them down, and Maggie goes under.
Maggie! Maggie!
Vince wades deeper, then disappears under the waves. No sign of either of them, just the white foam of the surf. Then a shape appears in the water, as a huge shark breaks the surface, its jaws open wide show rows of razor-sharp teeth. In green writing. Toxic shark. We fly over the shoreline with rocks and swirling white surf. Lush green trees along the shore with an endless white sand beach and clear water. Large breakers roll in. Cast, cabbie boarders. People kayak on crystal clear waters. Bryce Durfee. Christina Masterson. White water breaks on rocky outcrops. Sean Samuels. Michelle Cortez. A stretch of beach with golden sands palm huts and a surfer carrying his board. Quinn Boza. Sunbathers, a couple play volleyball in the surf, and groups on the beach and in the water. We pass over deep indigo blue sea towards the beach. Eric Etabari. A number of people enjoying themselves on the sea and the sand, as we follow a girl on the beach in black bikini bottoms, she passes three guys walking towards us.
Hola, mamas.
White t-shirt stud ogles her. He leans on the blonde in the center.
I thought this was gonna be a bad idea.
No, this is a bad idea. This place looks like the first episode of one of those horrible dating shows.
Come on, man, you said you wanted to do something to get your mind off your ex. Plus, none of us ever liked her anyway. She was toxic.
A singles retreat, though, man? I was thinking, like, Vegas or Tijuana, even.
Vegas is where you met Ian, stupid. No Vegas trip. This is Puerto Rico, baby. Hey, baby, you bitching about this. Do you know how long it took me to save up for this trip? The phone company does not give out Christmas bonuses.
Oh, really? Coming from the guy who hasn't paid a phone bill in, what, 8 years?
You fix the lines, you don't pay the fines.
Never heard that before.
What are you guys...
Muscly red t-shirt guy.
Look at this place. This place is beautiful. Yo, anyway, let's unload. Yeah, I need to hit the gym. My pecs are feeling kind of soft from the travel, huh?
There's no gym, dum-dum. The only thing soft on this island is your brain.
Wait, what? You said this was a fitness retreat.
It's an off-the-grid rugged campsite thingy, man. Just like we did when we were Boy Scouts. But with girls, snorkels, and girls.
How'd I get talked into this again?
Look, bruh. Girls and boats. Your two favorite things. And if you're lucky, you're bound to go down on one of them.
Ha ha, yeah, bro.
Muscly gym guy is up for a high five, and they leave him hanging.
Whatever, let's check in. It's reality show time.
Ha ha! Hey, think of it this way, huh? It's a way to get your mind off of, what's-a-name?
Eden, My ex-girlfriend's name's Eden, Ryan.
Yeah.
Good job.
He leads off and Ryan and Stud follow as a girl behind them greets a surfer.
Watch your step.
A blonde girl with a group drag kayaks out of the sea and up the beach.
Wow, this place is beautiful.
To the guide.
Ooh, I like your shirt.
Thanks, we sell them. Did you get the catalog?
Yeah.
A male guide.
The guy seems to have just got lucky. No, so you do.
Blondie gives him a look.
Wow. Great line.
A boho chick leans over.
Come on, Ian. He's charming.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The guide interrupts.
Hey, you girls are in the Gutana group? Your cabin is just north over the hill.
Gutana group? Do we get color-coded buffs, too?
Like on Survivor? No?
Am I the only one that still watches that show?
Yeah.
You know, this place is run by Reese. He's like a fitness superstar.
Oh, yeah, we read about that on the website.
When are we gonna eat?
I don't know.
I'm hungry.
But we got a chef from New York. It's really good.
Here?
Yeah, here. Just settle in and in an hour there's gonna be lunch. It's gonna be like fresh crab, mango kale salad, and something else, I don't know.
Ooh, what else is on the menu? I think this might be a good time to mention that I'm allergic to shellfish and pretty much anything else from the sea.
Oh, perfect.
Boho flirts with the guide. One guy in a boat, one on the pier.
Hey, you sure I can't convince you to hang out for a couple days? Listen, you like golf, right? Puerto Rico's got some of the most gorgeous golf courses in all the country.
You know, another inspector might think you were trying to bribe me, Reese.
Well, that would mean I have something to hide. But I passed, right? I passed. So what's the problem?
The problem is the numerous complaints by former guests reporting sudden illnesses after staying at your
office. Come on, that's a bunch of BS. Listen, like I said, we offer a highly intensive physical and spiritual package. Sometimes the body's not used to a jolt like that. Listen, getting sick for a few days is just part of
it. Whatever you say.
They'll recover.
Here, take this.
He tosses open-shirted Reese something from the boat.
What's this for?
Water testing kit. Better for you to be prepared when you start hearing from the lawyers. I test the seawater every morning if I was you, before anyone goes swimming. Let's go.
Suntanned and sunglasses wearing Reese is left on the long wooden pier, and the guy and his boatman head off across smooth seas in a small white dinghy.
Have a nice trip!
Reese stands on the pier and looks at the testing kit. Then throws it down.
Reese, come in. You there?
Yeah.
You got the lunch figured out for today? Well,
Damiano and Gregory are supposed to be working on that.
If you say so.
He reclips his radio to his shorts and leaves the marine test kit.
Look at this, man. You see this? All my nets are ripped to shreds.
Two figures throw fishing nets.
I'm just gonna try it over there one more time.
Wearing a bandana headband, he gathers the net.
I don't get it. This is the third net today already. That's messed up.
Yeah, this ocean stinks, man.
I'm telling you, man, it's the same thing all over again. And what's the smell?
Both wear resort blue t-shirts.
I mean, is it you, me? Can't even tell anymore if it's a fish.
The young guy sniffs.
Well, it's not me. I mean, if you shower more than once,
maybe. Oh, come on, Greg, shut up. I used to be a chef in New York, you know? This is useless, man. We're not gonna catch anything here. I cook the fish. I'm not supposed to be, like, as deep in this ocean trying to catch them. A week ago, all this area was full of fish. And right now, what, they flew south or something?
I don't know.
You know, it's just like, oh, the hell?
What?
I stepped on a sea urchin or something. I'm done with this. You know what? I am done. What the hell, man? That's it.
Dude, what are we cooking?
You know what? Make some tuna salad. I'm done. I'm not getting paid enough for this crap, you know?
The chef turns towards the sea. A shark sprays green liquid at both men. Greg holds his hands to his face. The shark attacks the chef and they submerge as Greg wades through the waist-deep water to safety. He looks up as the shark leaps over a rock and swallows him whole. Sunshine, sea, and sand. The beach resort looks idyllic on a glorious sunny day. A green t-shirt guy runs over and chats with a bikini-clad girl as a surfer guy asks directions from one of the resort staff. Blonde Eden and boho chick with Survivor fangirl on her phone.
Do your phones work? I have no signal. It's working fine in San Juan.
Well, we are on a small island in the middle of nowhere.
They wander through the resort.
Oh, bummer. You won't get to read your nerd books on your Kindle app while we're on vacation.
I wouldn't mind being able to post selfies, though.
Books are downloaded earlier. You should try reading sometime.
Hey, city girls.
You guys wanted to disconnect. We are disconnected.
I wanted you to stop checking to see if he texted every 10 seconds.
No, it's over this time. It's done. Over.
It's fine. We're just making sure.
Yeah, and anyway, you're like a crazy nature girl. You should love this place. Take a hike in the rainforest. Get some samples for your whatever.
I study environmental science.
Exactly.
This place is like a tropical Tinder island.
Yeah.
Like the saying goes, best way to get over a guy is to get under another one.
Seriously? Who says that?
And that's exactly what we're gonna do. By the end of the week, you'll have completely forgotten about that loser. You didn't even like him anyway.
Okay, well, you constantly bringing him up isn't helping anything.
So how about you, Audra? You could use a little loosening up.
I'm loose. So loose, and I'm super loose, guys.
Okay, you should probably stop.
Beautiful people all around.
These guys look so
vapid.
Dumb.
It's not like you have to start a book club with them.
Boho struts off and Eden and Audra follow. Reese runs towards a building.
Domino, Gregory, come in.
Inside, there's a small Puerto Rico pennant and a dartboard on the wall. A couple work on the table.
Hello, where are you? Domino, Gregory!
Reese shouts out the window and they look up from their work.
Have you seen Domino or Gregory?
Damiano.
What'd I say?
Yeah, Domino. Damiano, yeah, I saw them head out to the dog like an hour ago.
What about you, Jesse?
No. Why? What's up?
Hey, you, look at me, what? Go ahead, spit it out.
Damiano hasn't been happy in a while.
Oh, Damiano's not happy. Well, those idiots better not have walked off like Neil did. Unsafe conditions, lousy accommodations. What do they think this is, a luxury resort?
Do you want me to go?
I mean, whatever happened to 2-week notice? Those damn millennials.
Pretty sure Damiano is like 40.
Hey, you're not helping.
Okay.
Listen, we've got that meet and greet coming up. We've got nothing to eat. I got it. Why don't you two jump back here, open up the fridge, and see if you guys can throw something together, okay?
Really?
You got a problem with that? Where's your t-shirt? Where's your Bodies by Reese t-shirt?
It's in my locker. I'll grab it.
Yeah, I want you to wear that. You know, actually scratch that. Why don't you go fix my boat? I was trying to start it this morning. It wasn't working.
I know nothing about boats, Reese.
But you're a medic, right?
Yeah.
Medics fix things.
Exactly.
And you're a lifeguard.
People.
Which means you deal with things in the water, right?
What are you getting at?
I got a broken boat in the water. Go fix it. Please. Just go fix the boat.
Right on it, Reese.
Listen, Aaron, I was going to do the Puerto Rico, or you think I should do Reese?
What?
You know, don't worry about it. I'll decide. And what's the name of this island?
Culebrita Island. Culebrita.
You say it.
Right, okay.
Okay, it's the one on the North Shore.
Gotta learn some Spanish, man.
Positive attitude, guys. Positive attitude.
Hey, you.
Jesse and Aaron watch him go.
The guy wearing a scarf in 90-degree weather is just telling the medic to go fix the boat. Makes a lot of sense.
Welcome to Bodies by That Guy. Right now he's got the cookout looking for stuff to cook. Do you see how this works?
Sadly, I do.
Not doing it.
I'll be back.
Yep, you do that. We've got to work out 3:30. Safety check. Fun stuff.
We fly over deep blue indigo colored seas, towards the rocks and the beach beyond. People enjoying the beach's golden sands, we fly over the shoreline with waves gently lapping onto the beach.
Can you feel me?
The three boys enter onto the cabana balcony, and Stud ogles a girl passing by.
Hey, mommy.
Ryan in a low-cut top.
Keep the shirt too tight.
Is that a shirt? Or a sausage casing? Okay.
Blonde guy has a drink.
What do you think?
Oh, it looks great, Ryan, yeah. You know, just don't like flex or bend over. Probably breathe.
Ryan spots girls on the beach.
Hey. Bogey's coming in hot at 3. Mavericks.
He preens himself and heads off.
I'm pretty sure that's 6 p.m.
Yeah, he can't tell.
Blonde heads down the steps.
Wait, where'd you get that drink from?
Cabana out front, man. Grab one, I'll see you at the beach.
He walks down the cabana steps and smiles to himself as he sees Ryan pose in his new top. DJ's burning. He turns and steps onto the sand, and Eden, who's with friends, bumps into him and he spills the drink.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
I know,
sorry.
It's totally my fault. So
and it's totally my fault.
They both see who it is.
My god.
Seriously?
You gotta be kidding me. Did you follow me here?
Why the hell would I follow you here? I came here to get away from you.
I can't even believe this. I mean, what are you doing here? Did somebody set this up?
Who would set this up?
I don't know. Maybe one of your dumbass friends.
Okay, well, calm down.
They are not.
He sees Ryan flexing as a girl walks away from him.
Yeah, okay, you got a small point there. Yeah, but I don't think they would do this.
You are literally the last person on Earth that I want to see right now.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, because I was really hoping I'd bump into my crazy ex-girlfriend on a deserted island retreat.
I cannot believe you just called me crazy. I'm crazy. Are you kidding? I'm sorry, Sam, that I have emotions. Something that you don't know anything about.
Yeah, right. Emotional, crazy. Tomato, tomato. Right, Aiden?
Okay, we're leaving. We're leaving. We have to go. We have to go. We have to go.
Audra steps in.
We're stuck here for a week. We have to kayak back alone. Don't just go. Plus, there's this guy, Mark. He's really cute. And we spent so much money to be here. Gross, right?
Eden rolls her eyes and glowers at Sam.
Well, I'm not leaving.
Well, then I'm not leaving. Okay, I'm not gonna let you ruin another vacation. You ruined Cancun.
And there it is. I got food poisoning, you psycho. How is that my fault?
I'm a psycho?
Yes.
Are you kidding? I'm the psycho? I told you not to eat that octopus, but you had to get that stupid picture with the tentacles in
your mouth. Yeah, and you said you loved that picture, which was in our fridge for how long?
Just everyone just calm down, please. Just calm.
Stud guy interrupts.
Listen, if we all just realize the basic fundamentals of guys and girls, we'll all be okay.
What are the basic fundamentals of guys and girls? This should be enlightening.
Well, that's easy. Guys are dumb. And girls are crazy. And if you guys would figure that out when you were dating...
You guys are all idiots.
Yes, girl, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Boho steps in.
How about this? Why don't we just stay, and you guys just keep your distance? Cool?
And that's crazy. See? You're getting it.
This is not gonna work.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, you know what it means, Eden. Shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up, okay?
Oh, duh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, easy. Bye.
Sam and Stud are left alone.
Are you kidding me, man?
Dude, wait.
How?
Reese psychs himself up.
Reese!
He stands on the balcony overlooking the beach crowd gathered below.
Let me hear you say, I'm single!
I'm single!
Let me hear you say, I'm sexy!
I'm sexy!
Yes, you are! When a man and woman sweat together, it opens up their minds. When a man and woman exert together, it increases their sexuality. Their libido latino.
Sam speaks to his buddy.
I swear you had nothing to do with that?
Dude, seriously?
I had to ask, man, just...
Dude, I think Eden's here.
Ryan points his arm at the three girls.
Get that at a bar? You can't get that in
Yeah,
dinner.
Don't point. Ryan.
Open up your mind to the positive possibilities and let's shift out the negative ones. You right there.
In the girl's shirt.
Shift it out.
He looks at Ryan.
Who is
it out. I've modeled with models from all over the world. And I've competed with the greatest athletes of all time. And I've taken that information and mixed it up with social media, spirituality, physical therapy. And I created this place, Bodies by Reese.
Can I get a sip of that?
A singles retreat.
No.
For you. Whee! You. You, 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 and you.
Stop looking over
there.
I don't know, man.
I just had a premonition. I mean, I'm always right, right? Someone here is gonna find that special someone that they're gonna spend the rest of their lives with. Let's get some.
Yeah.
Stud and Ryan high five while Eden rolls her eyes.
My name's Reese. If you need anything, anything at all, you come to me through them. Mi casa tu casa. Come on.
Yeah, thank you, Reese. Everybody, welcome to Bodies by Reese.
Aaron on the balcony with the coaches.
We will turn you into a piece in Culebita, Puerto Rico. Yeah! Thank you! My name is Aaron.
The early morning sun shines brightly over the horizon. We pass high over the edge of the rainforest and look down on the bay, on a number of small sailing boats at anchor. The sun reflects and sparkles over the water. We move slowly across the seabed. The sun's rays penetrate the deep blue water above.
Jeez, is every boat on this island broken?
Jesse arrives at Reese's boat, which is tied to the wooden dock. He looks down at the single-mast dinghy with its small outboard motor. As he steps aboard, something watches from under the water.
My boat won't work.
He heads to the stern and studies the outboard motor. He takes up the pull start cord. The dinghy is struck from below. Jesse looks out over the water but sees nothing. The sea is calm, no ripples at all. He edges to the side and looks over into the dark water.
What the hell was that?
He can't make out anything in the water, but something from below watches Jesse's shape looking over the side of the dinghy. Jesse looks over the other side. The dinghy's hit in rocks and he almost falls over.
You know what? No.
He steps onto the dock and heads toward the shore. A montage of the beach and shoreline. Long stretch of golden sands with beach huts, girls sunbathe on bright colored towels, some guys play beach volleyball, some play on the shore in the surf.
Yeah, man, that's what it's all about, you know?
Sam and the boys walk along the beach, and pass Eden and the girls.
Wait, is...
Yo, I think that was Eden, bro.
It's kind of funny, man.
You okay? Because you seem not...
No, I'm fine.
They set down their towels.
Because if you're upset, you should talk about it. I know you shut down.
No,
and...
I said I'm okay.
Please stop talking about this.
I'm just saying.
Sam takes his top off. But Ryan's stuck.
Yo, I don't think I can get this off.
Audra and Eden settle while Boho runs down to the water.
What's that?
Oh, it's a shark band. I'm terrified of sharks.
Let me ask you a question, Zane. How'd you find out about this place?
I read it in a magazine on your toilet tank.
Oh, yeah, you did?
Yeah, those are Eden's Women's Health magazines, you idiot.
Oh, dude!
Ryan mocks Zane the stud.
No wonder she's here.
A shark band? Mm-hmm. Like one of those British spy things that tells time and sprays poison out of the face of it?
No, it just has magnets in it. When magnets mix with the salt water, it creates this electromagnetic pulse. The sharks hate it and they swim away from it.
Think you'll work on ex-boyfriends?
You guys not gonna let this go, are you?
No, I'm not! Yes, I am, because this is all your fault. Thank you. Seriously.
Sam goes and Zane helps Ryan with his top.
Dude, give me. Just keep it on.
It stays tight round him like a boob tube. Boho's in the water with two guys.
Oh my god, look at her. Pretending to be injured so that two guys will carry her in.
It's not the worst plan. I don't think she's pretending.
There's a deep gash above her knee. Erin comes over.
Oh, I don't know. I bumped into me or I bumped into it. I thought it was the guys just messing around.
Look, this looks really bad. We have to get her to a medic. What could have done that?
Maybe some big jellyfish, like one of those carton things, you know?
Carton things? You mean box jellyfish?
Yeah, whatever. I'm not a zoologist.
Neither am I.
Okay, I don't care what it is, but it really hurts. Let's
go.
Let's
get her to medic. Come on.
Wait. Later in the day, the golden sands and the waves, now higher, crash on the beach and roll in. A woman on a chestnut horse canters through the shallow water.
Easy girl. Whoa.
She scans the shoreline and looks out to sea.
It's okay, girl. You love the water.
What's with you today?
It's okay, girl.
Waves crash onto the beach up ahead.
What's going on? What's wrong? It's okay.
The horse tries to turn away from the water.
Whoa! What's happening?
She looks out, and the shark leaps from the water. Mouth open wide, it snatches her from the horse and falls back into the sea. The horse is left standing. The waves keep rolling in, no sign of the shark or the woman. A wooden cabana with a red cross on the pillar and the girls fuss around Boho.
Careful. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's fine.
Okay. I mean, what do you think caused that?
Jesse tends to the wound.
You said you brushed up against something? Could be reef burn. We do have a bunch of fire coral out there.
She said it could be a jellyfish.
Nah, it's definitely not a jellyfish thing.
Okay, well, do you think that she's gonna be okay? I mean, maybe we should think about canceling the trip. Going back, you can go to a real hospital.
Yeah, I know what you're doing. We're not leaving.
But what if it gets infected? I mean, I'm online all the time. One minute you have a scratch, the next you're down four limbs and a spleen.
Gee, thanks, Audra.
But I've seen crazier things happen.
Maybe spend less time on the internet.
Yeah, you're not really helping the situation.
Relax, ladies. Just a minor burn.
He carefully dabs a cleansing pad onto the wound.
See? So, when can I get out of here? I'd like to thank the guys that saved me.
Well, just need to wrap it up. It's still an open wound, maybe some antibiotics, and stay out of the water.
Okay. I'll stay here with you.
No. You go. Have fun.
I'm not having fun anyway.
Audra, can you go take her somewhere? I thought I came here with my friends, not my mother.
I think there's a yoga class going on. Okay, I will go to yoga.
Good. See you guys.
They leave the medical cabana and walk down the steps. They bump into Aaron.
Oh, hey, do you know where the yoga is happening? Oh, you missed it. They just left. But I have a high-intensity workout starting soon. Okay. How's your friend doing? Oh, she's fine. The medic said it was an abrasion wound or something.
Reaper.
Jesse comes over.
She's gonna be just fine. You got a second?
Why don't you guys go down to the beach and I'll meet you there in a second. Okay. What's up?
Walk with me. Is she going anywhere? She never came back from her horse ride for her meds, and she's like Johnny on the spot with those things.
We're on an island. I'm sure she'll pop up.
Or she walked.
Stop it. Come on.
Seriously.
So what? What are you thinking?
Maybe I'm just being paranoid. But when Reese the genius sent me to fix his boat, there was something in the water. It almost tipped me over.
Don't be stupid. We both know that Reese hasn't been making a lot of friends on the staff lately. Maybe they've been planning a walkout.
A walkout, really, though? There's only a few boats on the island. One of them's broken. Where's everybody walking to?
I don't know.
They stop at a balcony overlooking the beach.
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know either. I do know if they were planning a walkout, I'm a little bummed they didn't tell us about it. Because now we're stuck here with Reese.
All right. Let's not panic.
I'm panicking.
And let's not tell Reese yet until we have a better idea of what's happening here. It needs to be business as usual. For now. Why don't you go out and see if you can track them down? Maybe they went out for a nature walk or something.
She leaves Jesse on the balcony. A yoga class on the beach.
And exhale.
A semicircle around a bearded yogi.
Hands to the sky.
He wears the Reese Resort t-shirt.
Good.
They stand in lunge poses with their hands raised. Then into Warrior II pose with arms straight front and back.
Let the oxygen cleanse you.
They all step feet together and hands in prayer at their heart center.
Namaste. Nice workout, everyone. Come, follow me.
He pulls off his top.
Let's cool down. Come on.
They all jog to the water.
Water's great. Nothing better than this.
Aaron carries a reed hat.
All right, guys, let's get started. We're going to work up some sweat and those endorphins by doing a high-intensity workout with partners. All right, so this is a pair exercise. So everybody, reach in and grab a bar.
Hands pick from the hat.
All right.
Eden takes hers, and Sam selects also.
Oh, yes.
Audra goes to meet her color partner.
Oh.
The group starts to pair up.
Everyone, find your collar match. Come on, pair up. Come on, guys. Hurry up, come on. Pair up.
Sam and Eden are the last matching pair. She heads over.
Of course. Does anyone want to switch partners? No trades. That defeats the point of this exercise.
What is the point of this exercise?
Okay, so we're going to start with some ball squats. Everyone, grab their partner. place the ball on your back.
Sorry.
No chatter. Social hours in half an hour.
Stop causing a scene.
Come on.
Yes, you are causing a scene.
No one is freaking out.
All right.
So keep a straight back.
Sam squats, but Eaton's not ready.
You go down at the same time.
Can you hold on for 2 seconds? Give me...
You know when you're ready. I don't want...
Audra looks over.
We need to get on the same page.
Just like the time we tried to do that workout DVD.
Well, okay, you please just slow down.
Okay, first
off,
that's
so
not
fast.
How I,
the guy he talks
not
so
how
fast.
I sound. I'm sorry, that's just not how I sound.
That's exactly.
If you're gonna
how
do an impression.
Eaton and Audra share a smile.
That's pretty accurate. Okay, ready?
So sweet. Thank
you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go. 1, 2.
She goes, but he stays.
You didn't even go.
I know. I did too. I went.
Why
I totally
not
went.
Go if you don't go.
Well, okay.
1, 2, sure. Go. Come on, guys.
Okay. See, so look, this is easy.
Could you please stop being a jerk for 2 seconds?
Fine.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You didn't even ask about Gabriella, by the way.
Why would I ask about Gabriella?
Because she got
on,
really
guys.
Hurt in
Good
the
job.
Water.
What was it in the water? Why would I know that?
Exactly. You were too busy flirting with all the girls on the island to notice anything else.
Yes, I was actually. Because I'm a single guy. Oh my god, and I'm on a singles retreat.
He turns and faces her.
Such a jerk.
Have Come on, guys.
Single.
Hey. Come on, guys.
She shoves the ball at him and walks off.
This is dumb. I'm not doing this. Hey, bye. Thank you. This is stupid.
Audra watches her friend walk off and keeps doing the class.
Keep your head in the game. Come on, guys. Good job.
Gwen and Damiano just straight up disappeared. Where could they have possibly gone?
And Gregory.
They couldn't have gone far. Reese's boat.
Jesse and the two coaches.
Just try her on the walkie.
She doesn't have one.
What is this?
The marine test kit.
I don't know.
What is this doing here?
Don't ask me. What is that thing?
I don't know. I have no idea. Let's get out of here.
They walk from the beach with the yoga class in the sea. The teacher ducks under a breaker. Under the light green water, the shark is prowling. The shark gathers speed through the shallows, then surfaces in front of them. He attacks the yogi's head and torso. The group panic and struggle to swim back to the beach. The sea water turns red. Two swimmers are quite far out, their legs kick under the water, then one goes under and the shark devours him as the water turns deep red. A leg hangs from the shark's mouth as it turns and twists and feeds, then the water's calm. A solitary red yoga mat lies on the sand. An object bobs in the water as Jesse and the coaches walk the beach.
What is that?
That's a relay buoy.
That's a ways away from where it's supposed to be.
Further along, a thick black cable snakes into the sea. She goes to lift it.
Can I get some help?
The other coach runs over.
This is the main phone cable that connects us to the mainland.
He drops it, panicking.
Oh. Jeez, Liam!
I hate seaweed, okay?
Damn, that looks heavy.
She pulls up the end. It's been cut in two.
Well, this isn't good.
No wonder we've been getting shoddy phone service.
No kidding, now we have none.
That's great. How does that happen? Aren't they supposed to be in the water?
Apparently not.
Let's just go look for the others. We'll come back and deal with this crap later.
Epa, epa!
Back to the beach, and at the bar with Eaton and Audra.
You gotta just forget about it. Daddy's not here, you know?
Yeah, you just hear us and been done.
Gabriella joins them.
Don't be gross.
I'll draw. Oh, that looks awful. Good luck getting any actual pus coming down your leg.
You're even more disgusting than she is.
Do you want a drink or something?
I think I'm just gonna chill for a little bit.
Okay. I'll meet you fools later.
Okay. Do you want me to walk back with you?
No, it's okay. I'll be fine.
Get some rest.
Yeah, feel better.
She hobbles off in pain, and Eaton turns to Audra.
Gabriella leaving the bar? Not good.
I feel bad.
The three on the beach.
I can't believe we can't find anyone. This is literally insane. I have no idea where else to look.
I wonder how many others are missing. What's that?
She picks up something that's been washed up.
That's one of our shirts.
Then a wave reveals a forearm.
What the hell, man? It's Damiano's arm.
That's too bad, guys.
Knuckle tattoo reads chef. Aaron walks near the palm trees in the resort. Gabriella struggles to walk and drags her injured leg behind her. She passes one of the cabanas with a couple on benches out front. Then she collapses onto the sand.
Oh my god, are you okay?
Aaron runs to her.
I feel so good.
She's shivering so Erin takes off her own shirt, but Gabriella starts convulsing.
Oh God. Okay, that's it. We need some real help.
Reese wanders down from the cabana.
Hey, Reese!
He saunters over, reassuring the crowd.
You guys go have a good time, please.
Hey, we need to take her to medical.
Gabriella looks like she might vomit, so they stand her up, as Jesse runs in.
Take it easy. Walk her in. God. Walk her inside. Hey, look at me. Take it easy.
Erin takes Gabriella and Reese calms Jesse.
We have a serious problem.
Reese doesn't move. Point of view from the sea, the shoreline and the edge of the rainforest with mountains in the distance. We fly over the beach to the sea, through the shallows and past the tangles of seaweed, out deeper past the sandbanks. Under the surface is the shark, powerfully gliding through dark blue-black water. On the beach, three guys run into the water with bodyboards.
They'll catch a wave!
Do it!
They throw themselves into the white surf and paddle in on the crest of waves. One catches the wave all the way back onto the beach.
Come on, baby! Go!
They paddle out and duck under a huge wave just as it's about to break through the green darkness of the water and emerge on the other side. Paddling arms and legs cause splashes from below. In deep water, they ride the waves. As a wave comes over, there's a flash of red as the shark attacks a bodyboarder and takes him under. Under the water, the shark holds another in its mouth and thrashes side to side. The third boarder on the surface can't see what's happening. The shark leaps clear of the water and takes him down. The water turns red, and the bodyboard floats to the surface. At the medical center.
It was Damiano's. I swear it was him. I saw the tattoo on his hand.
And I also found this marine test kit on the dog. You ever seen it before?
Jesse hands it to Reese.
No. I'll look into it, thanks.
Oh God, Damiano.
I'm telling you guys, there's something not quite right going on out there.
So what are you saying? It's a shark?
I don't know.
We need to evacuate everyone.
Over a shark?
Yes.
Come on. Sharks live in the ocean. They have rights, too. Besides, I can't afford that bad publicity right
now. Look at her, Reese!
She looks fine to me. She's sleeping like a baby.
Oh, my God.
She needs to be airlifted out of here ASAP.
Airlifted? Who could afford that?
There must be some poison component in whatever scraped her because she's having a really bad reaction to it. And I don't have the resources to diagnose or deal with it here.
Yeah, and I can't make any calls. My phone won't work.
Look, that's just a temporary outage. It happens all the time here on the island.
It's not temporary, Reese. I saw the relay buoy washed ashore. The entire main line was corroded.
Are you joking?
This is not a joke.
We have a dead employee. Others are missing, and we have a girl with some inexplicable injury caused by something in the water. We need to get her to a hospital.
Will you settle down? Just settle down. Can you start thinking of the positive possibilities and shift all the negative ones
aside?
Okay,
so what's next?
You're breathe, the boss. I want you to breathe. Breathe. You ready?
Erin and Jesse shake their heads.
Okay. I got it. We'll remove everyone from the ocean, and we'll get everyone started on land activities, okay?
Okay, that's genius. But we're at a beach retreat, Reese. So how are we gonna get everybody out of the water without telling them what's going on?
Tell them it's some kind of toxic algae bloom. Tell them it's organic.
Oh my God. You both know that there's tug of war in the water right now. You need to get everyone out.
She storms out, and Jesse follows.
Open your eyes, man.
Reese stands, his mind racing.
Just don't say shark.
Tug of war in the surf.
Be at this, bro. It's like you never could have grade school. I am and always will be stronger and better than you, bro.
He must be eating a lot of.
Ryan uses one hand.
Yeah, I think the steroids are shrinking more than his nuts.
Come on, Ryan. Come on, big man. I'm a beast. You can't beat a beast, bro.
Yeah, you can.
He's like a cartoon character.
Come on, beast.
Three, two.
Ryan, Zane, and Eden's team pull, and Audra falls face first in the surf.
Audra, you're worthless!
Sorry, Audra!
Oh, Sam! What happened to your muscles, Sam?
Get out of the water!
Please come out of the water calmly. We have an announcement to make.
The shark launches itself over the rocks and into the bay. It swims towards them as they scramble out of the water. It surfaces and the shark's blowhole sprays green toxic liquid, which covers a girl. It thrashes through the water and sinks its teeth into a guy. Ryan has the rope around him.
Guys, where's Ryan?
I'm tangled in this rope, bro.
Ryan, come on, get out of the water.
I can't.
Ryan.
I can't.
Ryan.
No.
The shark bites down on his head and takes him under. Sam, Zane, and the crowd watch the shark slowly swim out of the bay. The female coach confronts Reese.
Sharks, this isn't what I signed up for.
Hey, just give me 24 hours, please. Jesse. Hey. I need more towels.
Jesse tends to a victim.
There's some in the medical cabin. Keep pressure on that. I'll be right back.
Sam, Eden, and Audra stand as Zane paces back and forth.
What the hell?
What was that?
It was a shark. What the hell do you think it was?
I've seen sharks. That wasn't a shark.
Well, it sure as hell was acting like a shark.
Well, who cares what it was? We need to get off this island, and I don't think that idiot's going to do anything to help us, okay?
I'm going to go check on...
Audra leaves as Aaron enters.
Hello? Yeah. Damn it, I can't stay connected to anyone.
Just keep trying. It's a temporary outage.
Maybe it's time to rethink this whole off-the-grid strategy.
What do you mean just off-the-grid? Can we start thinking positive, please? I mean, let's get these people off the island.
Look around here, Reese, and help me help you. At least act like you care.
What? You think I don't care?
Of course I care. You don't think I care? Hey, don't I care? You're having a good time, right? I care, don't I? Of course I care. You're having a great
time. I really hope that these guys are coming up with a plan to get us out of here.
I doubt it.
Don't I care? Of course I care. I wouldn't put this thing together.
I can't find Gabby.
Gabby's in the medical center hyperventilating. Jesse grabs some equipment and rushes to her side.
Gabriella!
Stay back.
How long has she been?
Gabby sits bolt upright.
Basement with stars. What? Wait, what is she saying? What's wrong with her?
She broke out in a fever. She keeps rambling on like she's tripping out or something.
Oh, no! No!
Stay down.
You guys suck! I get to be the lead dancer!
What are you talking about? Lead dancer? You haven't danced since you're like 9. What's happening?
She's showing signs of a really bad infection.
What kind of really bad infection?
I don't know, but it's clearly infecting her brain.
You don't know? Are you even a real doctor?
I'm a medic. For a retreat that just had a massive shark attack, okay? I'm a little stressed. And a little overwhelmed.
Well, that's our best friend. So.
Okay, is it possible that that shark or whatever grazed her leg, maybe it had some kind of poison or toxins that got into her bloodstream?
So wait, what? It's like a toxic shark, Eden?
Maybe. I don't know. It sure looked toxic to me.
Yeah, well, we need to get her to a real hospital, okay?
Yes, we do.
We're trying to figure out how to do that. I can't get through the call for help.
So we can't just bring her ourselves?
We need to get the hell off this island, man. All of us.
It was all those years of polluting the ocean. It's finally come back to bite us. Literally.
Let's just focus on the shark and our injured friend here, Eden.
Okay.
Zane is right. We can't just stay here.
Oh, we can't just kayak back? Not with that thing out
all
there.
All right, settle down. Settle down. Let me take a look.
Reese enters the room.
Oh, she looks all right. Can't we just wait till after the weekend?
Gabby lunges and grabs him.
Get her off me. Okay.
She collapses back on the bed.
Oh, this is gonna ruin me. Okay, I got two working boats.
One working boat.
You didn't fix the boat? All right, I got one boat. I could take her and a few of the others, and then I'll come back and get the rest of you when I get back to the mainland.
Okay? Yeah. We gotta make it quick. It's low tide. Right?
I'll push the boat. You just get the girl ready. Meet me out there. Right,
it'll take about 30 minutes to get there and back. All
right. Sam helps Jesse carry Gabby out of the medical room.
You're gonna be okay.
Looking out across the calm sea to the mainland. Audra is in the boat with Reese pushing it from the dock, as Jesse and Sam carry Gabby through the water.
I'll be okay. Just make sure Gabby...
Forever.
Gabby starts to struggle violently.
Get him in the boat! What's she doing? What the hell?
She sinks her teeth into Jesse's arm.
Dang it! What? Oh my God, she bit him!
Reese and Audra tend to him. And Gabby rises from the surf like a wild animal, and goes for Sam.
Right?
Get him in the boat.
Sam!
You okay?
Gabby!
Sam holds her at arm's length and they wrestle in waist-deep water.
Look at me! Stop! Please, Gabby, stop
breathing! Come on, get in the boat!
Please, stop! Please, Gabby! Look at me, stop!
She shoves him and he falls back.
What are you doing? Get out of the water!
She's about to attack, but the shark leaps from behind. Its open mouth engulfs her entirely. They runs through the water for the dock, but Audra and Reese stay on the boat, and underwater the shark thrashes and rips Gabby in half as the seas turn blood red. Reese searches the boat.
Shoot it with a flare gun?
What do you mean shoot it with a flare?
Jesse's in pain from the bite and the shark keeps feeding on Gabby.
Come on.
What's he doing? He's sleeping.
Reese and Audra take off in the powerboat.
Where is he going? We should be taking them with us.
Come on, I'm trying to get us out of here.
You're gonna get us killed.
Hey, shut up, will you? Whoa, what's going on?
The boat slows and stops.
Shit. Come on.
I'm trying.
Hell. Take the controls? I don't know anything about boats. What do you want me to do?
Hold the wheel.
Are they coming back?
Yeah, come back.
What are you doing?
All right, three, turn the gas. Put the switch.
I'm trying.
Reese stands at the stern with the engine and looks out at the water.
Oh, shit.
The shark leaps over the boat and grabs Reese in its teeth and takes him into the water. Audra is isolated on the boat far from the shore, and the outboard motor starts to smoke. It explodes in a fireball. The group watch shell shock from the dock as billowing black smoke rises from the wreck. Eden is distraught, and Sam tries to comfort her.
Sam, what are we gonna do? Audra's on that boat.
Eden, what?
She's in shock and almost catatonic. What? Sam shakes her to get her attention, but she stays focused on the boat in the distance.
No.
She pushes past him and leaps into the water and wades out. Sam has his arms round her waist and holds her back, then she reaches out. Audra swims towards them.
Audra!
Eden and Sam run through the water towards her.
I got you.
Let's go.
They lie her down on the dockside. Sam looks out over the water. Arriving at the medical center.
Lay her down flat. Sit.
Jesse tends to her.
Push this button until I say stop.
Okay.
I'm gonna go and get everything under control and get everyone back to their cabins.
Good idea. Go find Liam and Hayden. Please use your walk.
Right.
Audra is manic.
She's not okay. She's infected. It's not.
What, infected that fast?
You see where it is? It's closer to the brain. It moves really fast, just like rabies. That's good.
Oh, man. What the hell are we gonna do?
Dude, calm down. You're not helping anything.
You're the devil! Audra, calm down. I'm Eden, okay?
You're Audra. You're gonna be okay, alright?
Yeah, Eden.
Okay, Eden.
What's that thing? I've never seen the shark like that, man. Oh, yeah, great, because it's lower than the brain of the shark. It's been toxic. Wait, it looks like, of course.
Jesse wraps his arm from Gabby's bite.
Calm down! What are you talking about? He was dying, man!
Stop yelling, please!
Zane calms down, and Eden takes care of Audra. Aaron exits the cabana and meets Hayden and Liam.
Liam, Hayden.
Got them?
Everyone who's not in, get back in the cabins, okay?
She addresses the guests.
All right, everybody, listen up. We are working on an evacuation plan, so everything's going to be fine. We just need you guys to stay inside your cabins at all times until further notice. I'm going to go back.
Hayden, I get an idea.
Okay.
Jesse in the medical room.
The thing is, guys, there's only one boat left, and it's not working. It's leaking and something.
So why don't we just fix it?
I have no idea, because I am not a boat guy.
Even if we did, getting on that boat would be a suicide mission. We all saw what happened to the other one.
That's true.
The coaches enter, with harpoons.
We are prepared. That could work. Okay, so we get the boat going, we weapon up, and we fight our way to shore.
Yeah, who's volunteering for that?
Sam looks around. To Eden, to Zane, to Aaron and Jesse, to Hayden and Liam.
I will.
It probably won't. Okay, we need to focus on getting the communication fixed.
That would be great, except the emergency landline is fried.
Yeah, the cable washed up. It's a mess.
If you fix the lines, you don't pay the fines.
What's that supposed to mean?
Phone company line man. It's like my day job, dude.
Wait, you do underwater landline wiring?
Hell no. Not underwater. But I guess it's the same principle, right?
Okay. All right, Sam, why don't you go with him, see if you can't fix that line?
Cool.
And I'll grab the scuba gear.
The water gear?
Oh, calm down. He's joking. It's not that deep.
Okay, we have walkies. Make sure you use them.
Thanks, bro.
Sorry, man.
Aaron turns to Jesse.
Hey, you don't look so good. Hey.
I'm right? Okay. I don't think I'm infected.
Hey, Jesse, can you show me that other boat?
Yeah, let's do it.
No, I'll go with you guys.
Hey, stay with Audra. Make sure she's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, what do you know about boats?
My parents have a house in Cape Cod. I grew up on boats.
Okay, can you guys just please hurry?
You keep this freak on her side of the-
Audra sits up and pushes Eden. An aerial view skims over rocks and white water by the bay. The shark swims through the deep with powerful motion of its tail. It ascends quickly, its mouth open wide with its razor-sharp teeth showing. Sam looks at the outboard motor on the boat, with Aaron and Jesse.
That's not good.
Actually, it's an easy fix. The engine looks fine. We just gotta patch up that hole and pump out the water. Hey, Jesse, would you grab me a water pump?
A hole the size of a grapefruit in the side of the dinghy. Jesse climbs on board and acts lethargic.
What's it look like?
It looks like a pump, dude.
Aaron takes over.
I got it.
Yeah, that's it.
We just gotta find something to patch up that hole.
Yeah, we need a repair kit. Wait. What in the hell?
What? What is it?
The hole. Looks like something ate through the bottom.
Eight?
Eroded. This boat isn't that old. Doesn't make any sense. Not that anything does today.
A shark. Spewing out some kind of toxin into the water.
Something that can eat away at the hull of a boat?
Aaron looks at Jesse as he sighs. Then she and Sam share a look of concern. The telecommunications cable on the beach.
It drifted pretty far.
I thought you guys pulled it in.
We did. It must have drifted back out.
Must have? Well, I guess that's that. Let's go back.
Come on, man. We got these, and the water is clear.
What are you smoking? I'm not going back in that water.
Hayden, just keep an eye on me.
Okay. Liam passes the gun.
Seriously? Oh my God, you guys are so dumb.
Thank you.
Damn it. God.
Zane walks back and forth.
You can do this. You can do this. Don't let no fish destroy you, man. Come on, you gotta get out of this island. All right.
Punches the air to psych himself up.
You got this. All right, just so you guys know, this is stupid. Even for me.
Snorkel on goggles down and shorts securely fixed. Zane's ready.
You guys know there's a shark out there killing people, right?
All three enter the water and Hayden and Zane with harpoons.
This water's cold. Man.
Back at the dinghy.
Every boat should have one somewhere.
Jesse, check in the back.
You know what? Let me radio Eden.
He halts pumping the water out.
Eden, come in.
Hey, I'm here. Are you okay?
Yeah, we're fine. Can you find a repair kit? A boat repair kit? A shark is corroding anything that sits in the water long enough.
I'll try. There might be something here. I don't know.
I'm not going back there. You can't make me.
Sam, I gotta go.
Audra rocks back and forth.
Jesse, any luck?
Jesse is bent over, holding his arm. Jesse looks up, his eyes are bloodshot red. Meanwhile, Audra rocks back and forth manically.
It's not fair that we need to share a room. No, you clean the damn room. I'm not covered.
Eden looks through the medical shelves. She finds something in a black bag.
What's this? Audra? I'll be right back.
Audra squeezes her arms round her head. With Hayden, Liam, and Zane.
Keep a lookout for that shark, man. Ow, is that a jellyfish?
go under.
All three submerge under the waist-deep water and use their snorkels. They pass a pale yellow buoy.
Over here!
Zane holds up the broken cable end.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it. But this thing is beyond repair, guys. Let's get out of the water, yeah? If you want to bring it back, come on.
They turn, as Zane looks further out.
Shark! Let's go!
It attacks, closing its jaws round Liam's legs. Hayden runs forward and grabs hold of Liam's hand. The shark thrashes and pulls Liam free from Hayden. She takes aim and fires. A direct hit on the shark's body. Then Zane fires and hits Hayden.
Oh man! Oh, oh my god, you're late! Oh, I'm so sorry! Come on, hold on!
He pulls her out of the water.
This is crazy, man! What? Come on! Hold on!
Liam!
Get him!
The shark makes it back to deep water, a harpoon dart in its side. The edge of the rainforest that skirt the golden sands. Eden has the kit she took from the medical center. She walks to the water's edge, keeping an eye out for the shark. She scoops some of the sea water into a vial, then walks back up the beach to the kit. She puts in some drops from a small black bottle, then closes the vial and shakes it vigorously. She studies the vial, the sample is clear.
Of course not.
She scans the seas in front of her. She repackages the kit.
Jesse. Hey man, you okay?
His eyes are red and he doubles over.
Jesse, hey. That girl bit him, but
who are you to touch me?
Jesse!
He turns on Aaron.
I don't need to impress.
He pushes her over the side. Sam punches him and grabs the pump, but Jesse leaps and attacks like a rabid animal and tries to bite Sam. Sam holds a life preserver between them and struggles to avoid Jesse's bites. Meanwhile, Aaron swims back towards safety. At the medical center.
Good news is that it's time.
Audra talks to herself.
Smells like a Mediterranean brothel all over the tide.
She turns towards the voices with a dead look in her eyes. Sam holds Jesse at arm's length. Aaron appears behind Jesse and knocks him out with a harpoon gun.
I was bit by your friend.
Great. So that's the thing now.
If anything like rabies, it would explain their behavior. What are you doing?
Tying him up. We have enough pumps on the water, but we need more on land. Let's just get him back to Michael.
Eden takes another water sample from the wooden pier. She adds the drops into the vial, then shakes it.
Arsenic.
Aaron and Sam enter an empty medical room.
Where are they?
I don't know. Here, help me now.
Sam places the tied Jesse in a chair.
It was before the fall.
Jesse's hallucinating.
I was taking a bush pee in a humdinger of a horsefly dinghy on my dinger!
He didn't come in.
His call distorts.
Bobby!
Oh, she forgot her walk!
Eden's radio's on the bed.
What do
me to do with
Bobby?
I don't know, he's the medic.
No, Bobby, it's your turn to give Grandma her stitz bath!
Sam kicks Jesse.
Was that necessary?
Yeah, I think so.
Hayden with a dart in her leg.
Oh, what happened to her?
Where's Liam?
Got him!
Sam rummages through supplies.
Something that happened again. Yeah, I don't really know.
Sam stands over Hayden reading instructions on a bottle.
This is so bad.
Yeah.
How so freaking bad?
Hold it, come on.
I didn't mean that, swear.
Zane and Aaron fight over sterile gloves.
Can someone please Aaron. Help me with this?
Right.
Let me if I need it.
I don't know why you need me.
Calm down, help me. The doctor's tied up.
They all tend to her wound. The waves undulate in the bay, and at times obscure the rocky outcrop. Something floats on top of the water. Eden picks something up on the beach. She spots some wreckage in the water. She keeps an eye out as she walks out into the shallows to retrieve it. The waves roll in as she wades through the water, the level now over her knees.
The harpoon is barbed. I can't just pull it out.
What does that mean?
It means that I have to.
No.
I want, okay?
It's not that bad. It's not.
Stuffs a towel in Hayden's mouth.
Three. Two.
Come on.
Aaron yanks the harpoon out. Bare feet walk on the sandy area outside people's cabanas. Then they stop. It's Audra. Her eyes stare, blood red. Now at waist level, Eden's within 10 or so meters of the piece of wreckage. It bobs next to a buoy. Eden's legs from under the water. She wades through the murky churned up water, and then again we watch her legs from below the surface. Eden's almost reached the wreckage. The depth is much deeper, she's now swimming. We cut back and forth from above the water to below. She reaches the debris. Then turns to see a shark fin in the water, fast approaching. She strikes out for the shore as the shark closes in on her, its mouth open wide and its teeth bared. Then it suddenly turns away, as Sam jumps in to pull her out. Under the water, the shark thrashes as if in distress.
Go.
It heads out to deep water as they make it to the shallows.
Why the hell did it turn around?
My bracelet! I think it doesn't like the magnets!
They make it to the beach as the shark swims out.
What the hell is wrong with you?
No, Sam, I was just trying to test it.
You were just trying to what? You went in the water!
No, I needed to get by the wreckage!
Why?
Stop, Sam! You always interrupt me! You never let me finish! It's like you hate me or something!
I don't hate you, Eden. If I hated you, I wouldn't be in the water trying to save you.
They share a look between them. Sam doesn't know what to say. He turns and looks out over the water.
Is that from the explosion?
No, they're chemical burns. They're something different.
Like the other boat.
No, that was just erosion. This is something more violent. It's like chemical spraying or something.
He sees the water testing kit on the sand.
You even bring your work on vacation, Eden.
No, it's not mine. I got it from the equipment shed.
What is it? Pool kit?
It's not a swimming pool kit. You don't test for arsenic in a swimming pool.
Sam turns away from Eden. Neither know what to say.
Eden. I'm sorry. I'm sorry we didn't.
No, it's okay. I'm sorry too.
Sam softens a little. Eden turns and walks up the beach, and he watches her.
I
He looks out to sea. Then turns up the beach and follows Eden. Back at the resort, among the cabanas.
I still just can't believe this whole thing.
We just need to focus on the source. And how long has Audra been missing?
I don't know, she was gone when I got back from Jesse.
They arrive at the medical center cabana. Inside, Aaron sits slumped, head down, elbows on knees, and Zane leans up against the wall. Eden enters and sees Hayden on the bed.
What happened here?
Don't ask. Hey, how you doing?
I'll be fine.
Found her?
Audra? That's here. She's probably going full Gabby by now.
What?
And then?
Jesse tied up on the chair.
Can he talk?
Yeah, but it's all crazy talk. I mean, not taking the tape off his mouth.
He bites. Yeah, I wouldn't get too close.
He's so screwed up. I don't understand what the hell is going on.
Go ahead. Tell him.
Tell us what?
Okay, so we found this water testing kit, and it's the same type of kit they use after there's been an oil spill or some kind of biohazardous leak from a chemical plant.
Yeah, we found that at the dock.
I knew it was too good to be true. Singles retreat. All-inclusive hop girls.
Okay, so it's just a theory, but I think it's whatever's in the water that's making that shark toxic.
We've been swimming on this beach for a really long time. How come we've never gotten sick?
But we haven't been in the water long enough for the chemicals to have any long-lasting effect. But if the shark bites us, it's going to get in our bloodstream and then, well...
And Audra.
Right. So this shark is oozing some concentration of arsenic. I don't know how it's immune to it, but if it grazes anything, that thing becomes violent and crazy. And the first sign of arsenic poisoning, it's confusion and convulsions.
We need to get off this damn island.
Is there any chance to reset a boat repair kit somewhere?
Yeah, there should be one around back by the tool shed.
Okay. Sam, Zane, you guys get the boat fixed. Eden and I will go find Audra.
Yes. Let's go, guys. Hayden will be back for you.
Hayden's left on the bed, with Jesse tied on the chair in the corner. He moves his head, as if waking up, but then settles, as Hayden nervously lays back down. Bright blue sky and Zane stands on the wooden pier looking out over the sea. In front of him, Sam works on patching the hole in the small dinghy.
It's taking so long, man.
Almost done doing a two-man job here.
I'm keeping lookout.
Yeah, and you could get your ass down here and help me.
What the hell with that? I ain't in this water again.
Dude, I am not staying on this island and getting that disease, and I'm sure as hell not getting killed by that shark. We are leaving on this boat, so you get down here
Fine.
And help me.
He steps on board.
Dumb girl problems. Give me that stupid paintbrush.
We travel through the murky water. The shark's pointed nose and wide mouth glide by with rows of razor-sharp teeth on display. It cuts through the water and squeezes between Sam and Zane's boat and the pier.
Oh shit, what the hell? He's coming for us, hold on!
They keep a lookout as the shark circles back and knocks into the boat.
Zane!
Zane falls overboard.
Zane! Come on, man!
Its jaw opens wide and just grazes past the flailing Zane.
Zane! Zane, come on!
Zane reaches out for Sam's hand. He makes it to the side of the boat and Sam helps lifts him on board. Sam races to the motor.
Come on, get this thing started. Come on, let's go.
Its blades churn the water white as the boat gains momentum.
That's okay, man. Hang on. Where are we going?
I'm getting us away from the shark, man.
But what about Eden and everyone?
I know, man.
Man, whatever. Just get me out of here.
Figure it out.
The shark's large silhouette powerfully glides under the water with Aaron and Eden.
Audra! Audra!
Audra!
Audra, it's Eden!
Where the hell is she?
I don't know, but it's a small island. She couldn't have gone that far.
Oh, it's really arsenic poisoning. We don't really...
No, stop.
What?
Well, I know what you're gonna say, and no, I don't give up on my friends.
Okay, that's really admirable, Eden, but you're wrong. What I was going to say is that maybe instead of burning daylight looking for Audra, we should go to the boat and come back with the cavalry.
Okay, but let's just check the cabins first, and then we can double back to the boats.
I just really hope they get that boat fixed.
No, Sam grew up on boats. He knows what he's doing.
Even if he does, that shark out there, he might as well be an inflatable pool toy.
Eden's face becomes fixed, deep in thought.
What? Where do you guys keep your yoga equipment?
In the medical room, Hayden is sound asleep, her face near us, while Jesse fights his bonds in the background. He finally breaks free and stands. Then walks over to Hayden's bed. And crouches down, his face inches from hers. He stares at her, not moving. He lunges at Hayden's neck.
So what are we looking for?
These.
Therapy magnets?
The ionization of the salt water with these magnets will send out an electromagnetic pulse that will drive the shark crazy. Even a toxic one.
Are you sure?
Well, all these small magnets, they saved my life. So maybe with these big magnets, we'll have a shot.
Okay. Can't this thing go any faster?
Oh God, Zane, your leg.
I know. Just keep going. Don't worry about my leg.
Here, just use this rag, man.
What the hell is this? This is disgusting.
I don't care. Just tie it up.
Oh, come on, man. Go faster.
I know, dude.
The shark races after the boat. Its fin comes out of the water. The girls near the cabanas.
It could work. I don't know. Audra?
Audra devours a girl's stomach. Her face covered in blood with bloodshot eyes.
Run! Run!
Aaron and Eden run and Audra and the new zombie resort guests give chase.
Oh my God, they're all infected!
Come on, Zay, keep your eyes out!
The fin disappears under the water.
I don't know, man!
No. Where'd he go?
Damn, that shark is fast!
Go faster!
Man, this is fast as this little skip will go, come on!
Ah! Oh, there it is!
It hits them from the side. Black smoke pours from the motor.
Are you kidding me? You think this sucks too? Come on, get it started!
Man, I'm trying. This is a process!
Hurry up that process, man!
Sam struggles with the motor.
No. Come on, Sam! Come on, man! Hurry up!
The shark powers through the water.
It's coming!
It starts to ascend, baring its teeth. The back fin comes out of the water. It heads straight for them and they duck down and hold on. Adrift in the middle of the sea. The two boys raise their heads.
Where'd he go?
Eden and Aaron run across the beach and Eden takes out the radio.
Sam! Sam, come in! Sam!
Zane, where did he go, man?
Who cares, man? Just get it started so we can... What's that?
Eden, is that you?
Sam!
Are you okay? Where are you?
Oh, back at the beach! Sam!
They wave out to sea towards the boat. Sam sees them, and something else.
Eden, run. Run, Eden.
Sam!
Run!
Sam!
The resort's bloodthirsty holidaymakers chase them down the beach and the two girls run into the sea. Sam watches, helpless, as the manic horde follows the pair into the water. He tries the outboard motor once again, pulling frantically on the start cord. The infected zombie-like guests flail around in the water. It's a feeding frenzy for the toxic shark, as blood colors the waters red. One by one they are dragged under and torn apart. A girl is pulled under in a cloud of blood.
Come on!
Keep your eyes on him, Zane.
Really? What else was I supposed to do? Take selfie?
Eden manages to avoid the grasping hands of an infected girl.
Come on,
she wades on, into deeper water. Audra stands in water up to her chest, and the shark leaps and swallows her whole. Eden and Aaron swim out further. The mass of people still wade forward, Jesse among them. The shark leaps out of the water and snaps at him. It severs his arm. Jesse holds up his limb like a trophy, blood pours from inside. He throws it into the sea, like bait, and the shark leaps out of the water, its mouth open wide, and grabs him. The shark thrashes back and forth with Jesse's top half in his mouth. Blood sprays everywhere. The girls keep swimming out to the boat. The shark heads straight for them. Gets closer, it opens its mouth wide. They reach the side of the boat. Zane and Sam lift them into the dinghy. The shark keeps coming for them.
Give me the bag!
Eden looks into the bag and pulls out the magnets.
I hope you're right about those. Yeah, me too.
She tosses them over the side. The shark immediately recoils.
Did it work? I don't know. I don't see him.
The shark wheels round and comes at them again.
Guys, he's coming back!
It surfaces and sprays the green toxic liquid so they flatten themselves on the deck. The acid lands on the outboard motor.
Is it gone? Anyone see it?
I don't. I think it's gone. But where'd it go?
Come on, Sam! Get this thing started!
I'm trying, man!
Try hard on! Please start!
Sam tries the motor.
Yes! Finally! Let's get out of here, dude! Evro, keep an eye out.
They cut through the water with ease.
Yo, it's smoking!
Ease off the engine, gonna blow it out.
Man, we're running on fumes. If we spell out, we're dead in the water.
The mainland's that way.
I told you, dude! It's that shark goo! It's...
Sam falls forward on top of Eden. The motor's ablaze.
Fire! Fire!
Come on! Come on!
All four scoop water onto the flames.
Now, guys!
Come on, the water!
Success. The fire's out.
Well, that's just great. What do we do now?
It's gonna start getting dark soon.
How over shark bait floating in the water like this?
What about the magnets?
Magnets?
They might buy us some time, but the shark's just gonna get more pissed off.
Yeah, swimming for it's out.
You're gonna end up like that!
They're directly over the wreck of Reese's powerboat.
Reese's boat?
It was Reese's boat.
That doesn't inspire confidence, Zane. Do you think that flare gun is still down there?
Down there? Maybe. Oh god, what are you thinking?
Whatever's in that shark, it has a ton of arsenic in it.
What the hell cares?
Arsenic is highly flammable, okay? Will that work?
Yeah, I mean, it lit up that shark pus, so yeah, why not?
What do we do now?
We dive down there and hope to god it works.
They share a look between them.
Right. What happens when our friend decides to swim back up?
The boat floats adrift helplessly, with land too far out of reach. The shark floats mid-depth, as if biding its time. It thrashes its head and tail.
You guys sure this is a good idea?
No, but it's all we got.
Eden and Sam tie the magnets to their legs. They stand by the edge of the boat and look out over the water.
Ready? One.
Okay, but just go slow, Sam.
Holding onto the side, they slowly and carefully lower themselves into the water.
Ready?
They dive down simultaneously and strike out for the wreck below. Above, Aaron keeps watch from the boat, while behind her Zane sits. He twitches and shakes his head. Then spasms. They locate the flare gun case on the seabed and Eden grabs it. The shark starts to advance.
Oh god, it's back! Zane, it's back!
Zane has turned, infected. He grabs Aaron.
Zane!
They start to ascend back to the boat. Aaron holds Zane at arm's length and manages to pick up an oar and pushes him off. He falls back onto the deck. Sam points out the shark as it emerges from the gloom and slowly swims towards them. Zombie-like Zane makes his way to his feet. Aaron strikes him and he spins. She hits him in his head again. He spins 180 degrees. The shark is now face to face with the pair as Zane topples overboard. The shark immediately turns and swims towards the distraction. It takes Zane down in one bite, then thrashes as it swallows down the legs too. Eden and Sam strike out for the surface. They reach the boat and Eden tosses on the flare gun case. They both make it safely on board.
What happened to Zane?
I'm sorry. He tried to bite me.
Sam, okay, we need to focus, okay? Because that thing is in a frenzy. Once it's done with Zane, it's gonna come right back for us. Come on!
Eden pulls out the gun and the shells.
There's only three.
Yeah, make them count.
The shark knocks the boat. Sam tries to load the gun as the shark turns. It strikes again, and knocks the flare from Sam's hand into the water. The shark passes under the boat as Sam loads the flare into the pistol.
Here it comes! Load the gun, Sam!
Finn, visible out of the water, it charges at them.
Okay, wait till it gets closer. Hold!
The flare hits and deflects off the shark, and it thrashes and dives deeper. Eden keeps an eye on the water as Sam reloads. The shark turns and ascends.
Oh no, he's coming back!
Sam aims the pistol.
Come on, Sam, it's our last flare!
The shark closes in.
Take a shot, Sam!
The flare just misses and the shark hits the boat, and Aaron falls overboard.
Here, take the magnet.
She passes him the bag of magnets as the shark circles round. Its tail thrashes wildly and it sticks its fin high out of the water. Sam holds the bag like a baseball pitcher and throws as the shark leaps, mouth wide with its rows of teeth. Direct hit in the mouth and it sends the shark into a frenzy. It thrashes wildly. It looks like it's in death throes as its head breaks the surface, then sinks back into the murky depths.
Where is he?
The fin breaks the surface and heads towards them, then submerges and passes under the boat. Then it turns around, and with a thrash, it heads straight for them.
Oh God. One.
They leap into the water as the shark propels itself into the air and crashes down on top of the boat. It thrashes around momentarily trapped on top of the wrecked dinghy as Aaron surfaces. Eden loads the shell and aims the flare gun.
Smile, you toxic son of a...
The flare strikes the shark in its mouth. Its mouth and body glow a gold color. It leaps out of the water mouth open wide and spews green liquid and flames, then falls back into the water. Then explodes in a brilliant flash. Pieces of toxic shark are sprayed all round.
We got it, guys!
Oh my God!
Is everybody okay?
Yes!
Yep.
Good shot!
Somebody had to do it!
Grab onto something!
Okay, I'll just swim for it!
All three grab onto a piece of boat wreckage, and paddle. Images of the sea, its gentle rolling waves on the beach, a bright sunshine over the rainforest, and a calm bay, with long stretches of white sands. The three survivors arrive at a beach and slowly wade out of the shallow surf, as a girl runs past with a red beach ball and joins a group of friends sunbathing. Erin reaches the sand and drops to her knees, then flat on her front, she coughs. Eden and Sam lie back together on the sand, exhausted. Sam looks across at Eden. He props himself up on his elbow and leans in to kiss her. Eden stops him with her hand on his chest.
Let's just take it slow this time, okay?
Okay.
He lies back, they hold hands.
I'm just glad we're alive.
Eden sees Erin is infected. She and Sam scramble backwards as fast as they can, as Erin walks towards them zombie-like, with bloodshot eyes. Screen cuts to black. Credits. Line producer Paige Billiott, Unit Production Manager Roxy Quinones, Villalobos First Assistant Director Glenn R. Miller, Second Assistant Director Angel Jack, Post Production Richard Carroll. Cast: Eden Cabby Borders, Audra Christina Masterson, Erin Michelle Cortez, Sam Bryce Durfee, Zane Sean Samuels, Jesse Quinn, Boza Gabriella, Christina J.O. Liam, Pedro Diaz, Reese Eric Edebari, Hayden Jamie Wallace, Ryan Owen Saxon. Maggie Lissidi, Falcon Morales, Vince Daniel, Salinas Gonzalez, Gregory Luis, Sebastian Borges, Damiano Udaldo, Udal Baez, EPA Inspector Isaac Santiago, Gwen Monica Lopez Aleman. Further crew credits roll.